Jack Beckman, your Funny Car winner, now two wins in the past three races, joins us live now here in the Speed Freaks pits. And Jack, you kind of wish it was a Mopar in the background, right?
There is nothing wrong with a classic Mopar in the back of any interview. I just want you to know, Stack.
Yeah, that just goes right up Jack's, just right up his alley. Anything Mopar, but
park my car back there.
There you go. What is it with Mopar? What is it with your Hemis? What is it with Don Schumacher Racing? You guys have taken the last 9 Funny Car wins absolutely on fire. What is it specifically?
I hate when you say on fire, because we literally were on fire at the finish line. Yeah, it's parts and people. And listen, John Force Racing has got tons of talent. Coletta Racing has got tons of talent. I think the fact that with enough Nitro teams, we brought all our chassis shop in-house, we do all our fabricating in-house, and maybe most important, we do all our machining in-house, and we have an entire crew that's what they do, and they get feedback from the crew chiefs, and you try to design the best parts that you can. And NHRA has narrowed the box on what's allowable in performance improvements on these cars, so it's forced us to go under the magnifying glass and refine things to a smaller level, but we never stop. And it's also, I think, having all the crew chiefs have those Tuesday morning meetings where they share data, and the fact that if a team's struggling, you can go over to the next trailer and have one of those crew chiefs come over. You know, Dickie Venables has been over several times in the last couple races. Todd Okahara came over. We were having a power issue this weekend and helped us out on that. So it truly is a Don Schumacher organization-wide win when one of the teams gets the trophy.
Yeah, it's amazing watching you guys, whether it's Funny Car or Top Fuel, just, oh, wow. But, yeah, let me get to my poor choice of words, on fire. What did happen past the finish line? I made a little teaser tweet saying, speed, win, explode. Just another day at the office for Jack Beckman.
Yeah, I think the technical phrase was, it did explode big on there. Yeah, apparently the finish line is 1,000 feet, and our engine had about a 1,060-foot fuse. But I want to paint a picture for you guys. I think a lot of your fans might think, these guys win, they go out and party, they stay up late. I am still at the racetrack right now, and it is well past 10 o'clock, and our guys are putting our next race car together for testing tomorrow. So everybody's ecstatic that we won. We ordered some Papa John's pizzas out here. We are thrashing at the racetrack. We're going to make sure we've got everything before we leave for the hotel tonight. We'll be back at the track early tomorrow, and we'll make 3 or 4 or 5 runs tomorrow because we think there's still a lot of room for improvement for us.
Jack Beckman, you're to be commended, not just for surviving the fire, but you might be in the recent history of the Funny Car, you might have had some of the slowest winning times today. You were so consistent. There were people much faster, but you were getting to the finish line first.
There certainly were cars that in the intermediate rounds were spectacular. You know, if you think of that as the battle, there were cars that went out there and were glorious in their different battles. At the end of the day, and when the war's over and when the dust settles, there's one team standing, and that's not always the swiftest team. We put our car down the racetrack all 4 runs. There were quicker cars, but there weren't more consistent cars out there. Now, we know that we're going to have to step up our game if we're going to continue to win races. But listen, we're getting into the summer months where it's miserably hot out there. These racetracks, the temperature on the track can get up to 140 degrees. It gets gooey. It gets slippery. It's hard to apply 11,000 horsepower out there. And getting a hot weather tune-up is absolutely critical to this time of year. We're willing to spend the extra time to stay and test tomorrow. And we think we run pretty good under cool conditions. We're going to keep dialing in the Infinite Hero Mopar so it's better under hot conditions. And I think it's just going to be a slugfest for the rest of the year. It was such a crazy weekend. You know, Bob Cast is a part-time racer on a small budget and almost made it to the final round. Courtney Force, when it comes to qualifying, has absolutely been the most dominant Funny Car throughout 2017. There were only 17 cars that showed up here. One car didn't qualify, and that was Courtney Force. I would have lost $1 million on that bet. That's what keeps Funny Car interesting. It's amazingly unpredictable.
Jack Beckman, you're going to, you're starting the Western Swing in a couple of weeks. Is testing at Norwalk, is it good enough, especially in St. Louis, where it's always hot and muggy and miserable? Is that enough to get that hot weather tune-up before you go to St. Louis?
Well, here's what's going to happen. We'll have a week off, thank God, because it's been 4 weeks in a row, and I don't think my wife recognizes my voice anymore. We'll go to Chicago in 2 weeks. We'll have another week and a half off, and then we'll do the Western Swing. I think what's most important, the reason that we're staying and testing Monday here at Norwalk, we know what the track was like. We know what good ETs were like over the last 3 days. So we've actually got a baseline to compare our performance tomorrow on. The other thing is, NHRA has prepped this racetrack. It's not like renting a track in the middle of the week and hoping they do an adequate job getting it ready for your horsepower. We know this will be a first-class track prep, very, very similar to what we just ran today in national event conditions. So I think it helps us stay near a given baseline and evaluate what this new car is going to do without having too many variables thrown at us.
Your Funny Car winner from Norwalk, Ohio today. Fast Jack Beckman joins us here. Yeah, that's his Twitter account, at Fast Jack Beckman. And yeah, it is pretty amazing that you are still there. It's past 10 o'clock on the Eastern time zone. And wow, just the dedication that you guys have to do. And like you said, 4 weeks in a row, you're coming off a tough stretch. This, I mean, you've got to be tired right now.
And Gladys, it's amazing. You get so many guys that come to the back of the ropes at the pits and they say, you need to hire me. I'm the best mechanic ever. And I always chuckle because they have no concept of how hard these mechanics work. Our mechanics are our truck drivers. They have the CDLs. They lug these two tractor trailers race to race to race. They unload them. They service them. They maintain them. They push them up to the starting line. They tow them back. They do it over again. They load them in the car every night. Then they go back seven crammed in a Dodge Durango, sleep two to a hotel room, get up in the morning, have takeout breakfast, and come back here to work another 14-hour day. And they don't do it for the money. They do it because they're passionate about drag racing, and they love seeing that win light come on. So to get that trophy at the end of the day, it means everything to me because of the dedication that they've got. And these guys, we had our short celebration. We took our winner's circle photos, and then everybody got refocused on what we need to do with the new race car and what we're going to test tomorrow so we can be effective.
Wow. Do you think that tiredness, 4 weeks on the road, and or maybe just, like you said, the hot racing conditions, the sticky summer conditions, what was it, do you think, that really held Courtney Force and her team back this weekend?
That's a tough question to answer, but these cars are so finicky. You know, when you get somebody that's really in a zone, that Napa team with Ron Tober and Ron Kapp,
right,
they had a car that was so good that it made it look too easy. In other words, it just kept going down the track, run after run after run after run. If you watch Tiger Woods hit a golf ball, it looks easy. Until you pick up a golf club and swing it, and it's amazingly hard. These cars are amazingly hard to tune to conditions. And with hers, maybe they had a clutch system malfunction. They might have had an issue with any of the timers on the car. But NHRA gives us four runs to try to qualify the cars. And when it's a really hot racetrack, a big power car like hers, you can't take horsepower out of it because then the engines get unhappy and they do stupid things. You keep taking clutch out of it. Well, the more clutch you take out of it, the more apt the car is to drop cylinders and stop firing on certain holes. And then the other side of it is they'll go out there and smoke the tires. It's just such a fine line we walk. Like, I don't think Courtney and her team are in any sort of trouble. I think they'll be fine once we roll into Chicago. But it just goes to show you how tough it is to manage 10,000 horsepower in a 10-foot wheelbase.
Jack Beckman, your winner at Norwalk, your Funny Car winner. Follow me here, Jack. You've taught some of the fastest people in drag racing. All right? Now, what if the guy who won the Funny Car today came to you, Jack Beckman, the teacher, and said, I need a tune-up? What are you going to tell that guy?
I actually talked to two different Funny Car drivers this weekend, and they said, hey, I'm struggling with some certain things. And I don't think there's any secret. There's not a magic wand, and there's not a pill you can take to be consistently quick on the reaction times. Actually, if there is, Matt Hagen's taking it because he's consistently quick on reaction times. But, you know, it's just a matter of getting your thoughts in perspective and blocking out the negative stuff.
Yeah, but Jack, I'm cutting you off here for a reason here, partner. What are you going to tell that man in the mirror in the morning when he's coming to you and you're getting ready to go out and test? What are you going to tell that man in the mirror that you need to do this to get back up to speed?
It's just business as usual for us. I love testing because, to me, it's free practice. You know, a lot of drivers in testing, they back off on the reaction times. They get a little bit sloppy on the procedures, the burnout, the backing up, the staging. To me, it's just a chance to practice. The analogy would be if you're a target shooter, when you go out and you shoot 100 rounds a day, you don't just keep squeezing that trigger. You do everything like you're in competition. So I enjoy the fact that I can get a little bit of extra free time out here to hone my skills.
And what are you going to...
Go ahead, Steph.
What are you going to do to hone them, Jack? Come on. I'm asking you this question, and you're not wanting to go there, evidently. What are you going to do to hone those skins, to hone those skills?
Well, but Steph, like, you're asking, am I going to put my right shoe on my left foot? In other words, it's the same thing. It's roll-up pre-stage. Calm yourself down. Stare at that light bulb like you were a sniper looking at your target. Take your foot off the clutch. Inch the thing in till you flicker the stage bulb. And when those amber lights come on, you fire your right foot down and let go of that brake handle, get your hand back on the steering wheel, lock your eyes on your spot on the track, and get that thing down the middle of the groove. Every run. I'm not changing anything for tomorrow.
All right, that's fair. That's better.
Repetition builds consistency.
Yeah, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm not going to try to do something wholesale different. We've had pretty good results. I'm just going to keep honing my skills.
Jack Beckman definitely honed his skills this last three races, two out of the last three for sure. Jack Beckman, thank you so much for joining us. I know you got a belly full of Papa John's, and you just made massive, massive moves this weekend. Yes, it was consistent, and that's all that really mattered in your massive Mopar. So congratulations, and good luck tomorrow on the test.
I always love talking to you guys because it usually means we did something pretty spectacular with the Infinite Hero team.
Heck yeah, it does. Follow him on Twitter, guys, at FastJackBeckman. Thanks, Jack.
Take care, guys. Talk to you soon, I hope.
Yes! I hope. He will. I mean, look what's coming up. They've got Illinois. They've got, I believe it is Denver right after that, Statman.
Yeah, and then I think it's Sonoma right after that. That's the West, what's known as the Western Swing. You know, I always love talking to Jack because Jack is going to give you something that's, you know, it's going to be something you could learn from. He's going to take you to school. He's going to give you a meat sandwich, and it's not going to be something that you hear from everybody else. I really like that guy.
Right, and he's not afraid to answer the questions. Like, you know, when you cut him off and said, no, I want you to answer it this way. And he's like, all right, I gotcha. And he goes with it. He doesn't get mad at stuff like that. He's just he's real people. He really, really is.